Chad, I am not taking my shirt off.
Just lift it up for a second. I'm down bad.
I can't right now. Brian's in here.
Who the hell is Brian? Is that your friend or are y'all like dating?
All you need to know is that Brian is my fave.
She said that word for word, Casey. I'm not lying to you.
Well, then you know what this means, right?
You're first in goal.
A couple more plays, you're gonna score a touchdown.
She just texted me.
What'd she say?
Hey.
I was just wondering if you could drive me someplace tomorrow. My car isn't working right now, and I'd love to be your passenger princess. And she sent that little winky face thing after.
She sent a winky face thing?
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
When she gets in that car, you just gotta ask her on a date.
Just like that? Just straight up ask her on a date?
Yeah, why not?
The worst she can say is no.
No. Hell no. Brian, I hope you're not offended, but absolutely not.
I thought I was your fave. Why not?
You're like a brother to me. If your ugly 5-year-old little sister asked you on a date, would you say yes? Exactly. You would never entertain that. I hope I didn't hurt your feelings or anything, but like, no.
So, where'd you need a ride to?
Chad's house.
She actually said all that?
Yeah, you were wrong about me being in the red zone. I'm in the friend zone.
Bro, you are way past the friend zone. You're in the brother zone.
Well, what should I do now?
What?
You said you always have a plan, so what's the plan to get out of the brother zone?
The plan is to give up. Nobody gets out of the brother zone, Brian.
Give up.
Hello?
Hey, bestie.
What's up?
Well, my stupid car isn't working. Shocker, I know. So I was wondering if I could get a ride to Chad's house.
Well, no, I can't take you tonight.
Why not?
Because it's 4:39 and I have to leave the house by 4:45. Or I'm going to be late for something I'm going to.
Late for what?
It doesn't matter.
Late for what?
I'm going on a date.
With who?
It's this girl named Stacy.
She sounds like a slut.
What?
She sounds like a slut.
Yeah, I heard you the first.
She sounds like a slut and I don't want you to go.
What does it matter to you?
Because I don't want to watch my fave go out with some slut. We can just hang out instead.
Okay, I gotta leave by 4:45, so we're done here, okay? Maria, how did you get here?
I drove.
I thought your car wasn't working.
Brian, ditch the date with the slut, okay? Let's just hang out here.
And do what?
Well, ever since I met you, I thought it would be fun if we cuddled up together and watched a movie. You know you're my fave, right, Brian?
No, I am not falling for this. I'm gonna be late, you're blocking me in, you gotta move your car.
My car isn't working, how do you expect me to drive?
Your car works!
No, it doesn't work, it's stuck!
You are gaslighting me right now.
Is that the slut?
Hello?
What?
She told me she thinks I'm a good guy, but she thinks we'd be better off as friends.
So you're not going on any dates anymore?
Well, I mean, we could watch that movie if you want.
No, I've gotta go.
I thought your car wasn't working.
I think it's fine now.
I don't get it. When she thought I was about to go on a date with Stacy, she threw herself at me. But as soon as I'm back on the market, she wants nothing to do with me.
It's simple, bro.
Supply and demand. Women want what they can't have.
How am I supposed to go on a date with a girl when they only like you when you're with another girl? This shit is a paradox.
Come on, just take a break from thinking about women, man.
Let's play the game. When was the last time you stayed up all night and just grinded this shit?
I am done with the games, Casey. I am not playing any more games with you until I get laid, okay? I need to get my priorities straight.
Well, what do you want me to do?
You know what you used to say? You used to say Casey always has a plan. I need a plan to get into bed with Maria.
If you want more supply, you need to create more demand.
We've already been through that, okay? The supply and demand thing is a paradox here.
And how do you beat a paradox, Brian? Two words, market manipulation. You're gonna soft launch someone who doesn't exist.
A soft launch?
Think about it. The whole idea behind a soft launch is you don't show the person's face, and you definitely don't say their name. But the best part about a soft launch is it will drive Maria crazy.
What do we need to pull something like this off?
Just a little nail polish.
All right, you've definitely done your time. I'll get on the game tonight. I can't believe you painted your nails for this shit. It's kind of gay.
Just take the picture!
Oh. Hey, Maria, what's up?
Oh, nothing. I'm just bored. Want to watch a movie and cuddle?
Sure.
So, you've been seeing anyone lately?
Maybe.
Is it that Stacy slut?
No.
Then who is it?
Don't worry about it. Whoa!
Casey? This is her, isn't it?
No.
Are you sure? Because this text says, I can't believe we grinded all night last night.
You know what? You got me.
You're not hanging out with her tonight, right?
Actually, I was about to go over there right now.
Brian, but our movie.
Fine, I'll blow her off.
You know, Casey, I've been trying to keep you humble and everything, but I gotta admit it, your plan worked.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Only problem is, it kind of worked too well because Maria wants me all to herself now.
Break up with that Casey bitch or I will break your phone!
No, that's not a bad problem to have. Isn't this what you wanted?
Yeah, but I'm not stupid. I know the second she thinks I'm single again, she'll leave me.
Speaking of, I need you to send me another nail polish picture.
All right, hold on a second.
Shit.
What?
I can't find my phone.
Hey, Maria, have you seen my...
Phone?
What are you doing with that?
I'm not stupid, Brian. I've caught on to your little plan.
You have?
Yeah, I know. Casey isn't real.
Maria, I didn't make anything up. Casey is real.
Oh, really? Then you won't mind if I FaceTime her, right? Hello?
Hello?
Who are you?
I'm Casey. Who are you?
Oh my God. I knew it. Brian, you're gay!
Take your shirt off, girl. I'm down bad.
Chad, you know I can't do that.
Why not?
Because my gay best friend Brian isn't here with me.
What? I didn't know Brian was gay.
Neither did I.
Well, if he's gay, then it don't really matter if you take your shirt off in front of him.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Casey, new method for getting girls. You just gotta get a little gay.
I'm so done with that fucker.